Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your names and your role with the museum.
This is Caitlin Bristol. I'm the exhibitions developer.
And I'm Warren Elsmore. I'm the Lego guy, I guess.
The Lego guy? Will that be the official title?
As a Lego modeler, Lego artist, different people say different things.
I like that. We can go with Lego modeler or Lego artist. But actually, I like Lego guy, too. So I don't know. I'll decide which one of those I want to use. But we're talking, it's called Brick City, this awesome new exhibit that's all about Legos, obviously, Lego bricks. And it's coming to the National Building Museum, opening this Saturday, May 27th. And it's going to run, how long is it going to run? Like a couple years, I think?
Yes, it's on site for 2 years. So plenty of time to see it.
Yes, no excuse not to get down there. But come see it opening weekend if you really want for all the excitement. Thank you both so much for joining us. I guess, you know, we can get into the specific little pieces, you know, designs in a minute. But like big picture it for me, like how's it going to work? Like if people come in, is it just like Legos as far as the eye can see? What do they see?
it's not far off from that. It's basically your kind of ultimate round the world trip. In Lego models. So we go right around every continent in the world and look at different styles of building and architecture and iconic things that you'd see if you could spend years working your way around the world.
Awesome. So it's sort of like a global travel theme here. You don't even need to travel the world. You can just see it all in Legos. Well, very, very cool. Well, let's go into a couple of the different ones then. So what parts of the world are, you know, yeah, take us around. What parts of the world do we see? What do those include, like little individual designs in each one of them?
Yeah, so I'm, as you can probably guess, from the UK. So we start in the UK with probably the biggest model, which is, well, definitely the biggest model, which is the St. Pancras Station model. So that's 200 feet here, that's about 6 foot wide and 13 foot, 14 foot long, something like that. Well over 100,000 pieces in that. But we go across Europe and through Asia. So we look at things like the Golden Temple of Amritsar, the Forbidden Palace in China, make our way through Sydney, Australia, looking at the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, then back to the US with models from San Francisco, New York, pretty much, you know, anywhere you can think there'll be something that you'll recognize.
That's so cool. Now, how many do you have an actual count of like how many Legos go into this entire production here?
we have a rough count. I will admit that we don't count every single brick, but we're definitely over 250,000 bricks in the exhibition, and that's just in the models. Then there's a whole section where you get to get your own hands on and build your own model as well. So there's lots more bricks you can actually play with too.
Wow. But in terms of the actual models that you built, the big display here is 250,000 Lego bricks.
Yes. Came over here in a big shipping container to give you an idea of the size.
were they really actually shipped over or on a plane, or how do they actually transport them all here from the UK?
No, they really did come in a shipping container. We loaded it back in Edinburgh, where we're based, shipped over, and then I've been here for the last week helping the museum get everything set up and ready for our visitors.
That's crazy. All right, so 250,000 bricks total in the exhibit. Of those, you know, how many, say, are used for, I don't know, you said the London St. Pancras Station. Let's say, like, how long is it and how many bricks is it?
So that one was, I think, around 180,000 bricks. It's a big model. As I say, it's about 12 foot long. It's the London has a few big national stations, and this is the international station that connects us to Paris and Amsterdam and various places like that. So it seemed a perfect kind of place to begin the tour and move on from there. But that's it's a big old model. That's one of the models that we do have to assemble here, because it just literally would not fit in any single box to come over.
Wow. And what about, I'm trying to think of another specific example. How about, I think the Roman Colosseum is there too, right? So like how big is that to the eye and how many bricks make it up?
So the Roman Colosseum, actually, we managed to make it much smaller so we could include all of it. It's about 2 foot by foot or 18 inches, something like that. So it's something that we're hoping visitors can come and have a look at and maybe have a go at recreating their own one at home. You know, we didn't want to build a whole bunch of models that are great, but you can't, you know, you feel disconnected from it. You don't feel like you could take part yourself. I want everybody to think they can have a go at building some of their own Brick City exhibits at home.
Wow, wow. All right. Well, let's thank you so much, Warren. We'll come back to you in a second because I'm dying to know how you got into doing this to begin with. But real quick, let's get Caitlin to jump in here, you know, from the building, National Building Museum side of it. Where exactly in the museum is it situated? Is it like in the grand lobby area with the big pillars and everything where Philippe Petit did his tightrope, or where is it?
Oh, yes. No, it's actually in one of our gallery spaces. So it's about 300 square feet worth of Lego brick extravaganza. And so like Warren mentioned, there's a room at the end of this gallery after you've seen all these amazing models where you can try your hand at building some structures of your own. We have some large map tables that are actually a map of DC, so we can inspire some budding engineers and architects to add to the DC landscape with their Lego models. And then we also have sort of a graffiti wall where you can use Legos as sort of pixelated canvas images in order to make some art of your own. So yeah, it's a big space, and we're excited that it's going to be very popular.
So the graffiti wall, is it like a canvas, you know, obviously vertically on the wall with the little Lego bumps where you just stick the pieces on kind of sideways, like facing?
Yes, exactly. The base plates are attached to the wall. So brick by brick, you can create little pixelated images.
That's cool. And the DC map thing, is that something also on the wall, or is that more horizontal to the ground, like on a table with a map that you then put the Legos on top of?
Right. The DC map are two different tables of different heights. So we can get the adults who want to build and the kids who want to build too. We also have a couple smaller tables with Duplos, which are the larger blocks for the younger kids. So they can get in on the action as well.
What kind of things in DC are they encouraged to build? Like, are there specific things? Like, are you building Nats Park and the National Cathedral or whatever? Or is it just the map and they can kind of just go to town with whatever they want?
We wanted to keep it kind of open-ended so that you can really, you know, think and design things on your own. One of the prompts is to build a new monument for DC. One is to build a bridge over the river. One is to build your dream house. So it's really allowing you to be very creative in what you create.
Nice. And I know in real life there's like building height limits, but I assume here there's no
right.
limits on the height.
Not in this case. It's
take it all the way up to the ceiling. Get a ladder. No.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Let's have Warren hop back in here. So you're based in the UK now, but where exactly did you grow up? And do you remember getting your first Legos for Christmas, or what was it?
No, I've grown up in the UK. I was born a Cockney, bizarrely. And I don't remember my first Lego bricks. I've asked my parents. They don't remember either. They just remember that there were always Lego bricks around. And for me, it was always Lego. So I never had the Duplo bricks, the larger ones. But yeah, every Christmas, every birthday, all I ever asked for, I don't know, first 18 years or so at least, was Lego.
So it's always been a part of your life. You have no idea when it started. Wow.
No.
Like an old friend, you can't remember when you first met.
Exactly that.
Well, how many, if you had to guess, how many years have you been at it, you think?
Oh, I mean, I did take a break when I was sort of 18 to 21, 22, went, you know, didn't get into the Lego much then, but otherwise it's been the last 40 odd years. Lego's always been part of my life.
Nice.
And managed to turn it into my full-time day job back in 2012.
That's what I was going to ask. So I was going to ask, what was your day job before that, before you finally were able to take the leap and say, you know what, I've built a big enough thing here that now I can just go all in as a full-time job in 2012. Like, what was that transition from the old job into taking that leap and saying, all right, I got it now?
Yeah, I mean, it was fairly gradual, I think. The previous day job was IT. So I was an IT consultant, basically flying around the world telling people what to do with various systems. But all the time, you know, I played with Lego as a hobby, like so many thousands of people do. And I got to the point in 2012, I was lucky enough, I was chairman of the UK's Lego Adult Fan Club. I'd also built the St. Pancras model, which you're going to see here. And that had inspired a publisher to come to me and said, could you write a book about Lego bricks? And then I got asked by the Danish Tourist Board, because Lego is a Danish brand, to do a model of the Olympic Stadium for them, for the London 2012 Olympics, which is actually also a model that's here. So I had an awful lot. I had a day job, I had a lot of Lego work going on, and I had this huge, big press opportunity to get lots of publicity for what I was doing. And I thought, if ever I'm going to make the leap into doing it full time, it's got to be now.
I love it. And in a way, I mean, do you think the, the traveling around the world as an IT guy that inspired or at least gave you some background knowledge in order to be able to make this exhibit showing all the places around the world?
It definitely helped. I mean, I have not visited all the cities and all the buildings that we've got in here. I would love to, but no, certainly gave me a good understanding of how different buildings and architecture and civilizations are around the world, but also the similarities as well. So, it's really helped doing that.
Awesome. Now, so you say you do it full time. So how does this exhibit fit into that? Like, is this like, has this been shown anywhere else in the world? Are you like traveling around with this specific one or the Brick City, or is this like a world premiere here at the Building Museum?
No, this is one of our exhibitions that travels. So it goes around to different places, and the business is basically traveling exhibitions and commissioned pieces. So we do commissioned models for various people of anything and everything. But we also, when we do the traveling exhibitions, we get to actually choose ourselves what we would like to do and pick the things that we want to build models for. So that's always fun.
Awesome. And Caitlin, just talk about sort of why you wanted to bring this exhibit here and how it sort of ties perfectly into your museum. I mean, obviously you are the National Building Museum, and a lot of kids learn to build using Legos. It's like what you do in miniature. So talk up. Yeah. I mean, well, I can't use that soundbite. Dang, I said it so good, but I can't use it. I need you to say it. Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Why does it tie into the building so perfectly?
Sure. Well, at the National Building Museum, we always want to inspire curiosity and wonder about the world that we design and build, and what better way to do that than with Lego bricks. They're a wonderful multi-generational medium that people have a chance to explore their creativity with design. They get to explore construction and even a little engineering. So all those things come together perfectly in this exhibition, and it's also a lot of fun. Also, of course, it's great that these are iconic examples of world architecture, many of which will be familiar to people, but there are a few that might be less familiar. You might learn something and discover something here. And the models are arranged in a way that sort of invites comparisons or see similarities between how different kinds of buildings have appeared in the world across time and across the globe. So it could invite some interesting discussions about architecture that is iconic to everyone.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I guess just sort of in closing, like what do listeners need to know? Does it cost to get in? Do they have to buy tickets ahead of time, or can they just show up? What do they need to know actionable information wise?
Sure. We would recommend you buy tickets ahead of time. You can do that from our website. And, I hope that we're going to be doing some timed tickets, so be aware of that. And hopefully the lines won't be too long.
All right. Yeah. So maybe this first weekend, the lines might be a little long. So you'll.
Right.
But, so it's going to be timed, like they show up and they'll get like a time stamp of when to come back.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So just to keep the crowd control a little bit.
And how much does it cost?
It is $10 for adults and lower prices for children that I don't know off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. I was just going to say that's a steal. I was expecting to be a lot more. $10 to see all these cool bricks. Come on, folks. You got to do it. Well, awesome. And then I guess how long should they allow to do it? Like how long does it typically do you recommend to go see all of the exhibit?
I would think at least an hour. It depends on how long they want to create their own buildings, but
I think that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, you've got loads of time. We're not going to boot you out.
Right.
So you've got loads of time to get creative. And yeah, I've seen people get quite creative before. So, I want to see what happens.
Right. If you're in the middle of your great new DC monument building, we're not going to kick you out.
Right. We'll have someone completely rebuild DC out of Lego bricks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Awesome. Well, this is going to be really fun. We'll invite everyone. And then, I assume, could you also send me some, I know I see some pictures on the website, but, could you have like a press kit with those images, or I guess a larger question is, when are you going to have an image of like the entire thing, you know, in the museum itself?
So we will have some images up on our website, after opening is when we get our professional photographer in to do our installation shots. So, I would expect that probably next week, although with the holiday, you know, I can give you images of the individual models themselves. Those should be on our website, actually.
There's a press kit if you want a headshot of me or anything like that. WarrenEnsmo.com/press kit has got those bits on.
Okay, cool.
You were in contact with Karen. She probably will have the press kit or access to the press kit.
Yeah, I'll shoot her an email, and we could probably build a little gallery with the images that are like the same ones that are on the website. If I run it this week, if for some reason we end up moving it to next week or something, and we do have the images of the exhibit in the museum, then you know you guys could send it that our way too. But I'll probably run it this week.
Okay. Right, cool. So I have the ticket numbers and the ins and outs right now, if you want me to say that again.
Sure. Yeah.
So it is $10 for adults and $7 for youth, students, and seniors, and of course free for National Building Museum members.
And tell them where the museum is located too, like where, how to get there, metro, all that.
Sure. Stuff. We're at 401 F Street, which is near the Judiciary Square Metro on the Red Line.
Great. And then I always like to end, you know, pretend like I'm not here and you're not even talking to me. Like you're talking directly to the listeners, sort of like, hey, everybody, come on out, you know, and you're going to have a good time.
So, yeah, we'd love to see everybody come to the National Building Museum, see Brick City, take that trip around the world, build your own amazing Lego icon and share it online. Let's see them.
All right. Hey, thank you both so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun, and I can already tell it's going to be a really fun piece. People are going to love seeing the pictures and stuff. So,
hey.
Awesome.
Thank you. And let me know through Karen what photos you need.
Definitely. And I probably should say, if I need to somehow get you and Warren, I need to get you in touch with my colleague here at WTOP, Zach Shore. He runs our softball team, but he also builds insane brick design, Lego designs of like movie scenes and stuff. It's insane.
Oh, nice.
But they've done articles on him before, but you Google it. But anyway, he'll get a kick out of this. All right. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
All right. Thank you.